The Advent Devotional for Thursday, December 8th, was written by Dr. Scott Hagley, Assistant Professor of Missiology. The devotional was based on Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 13, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. This past spring, I went to Home Depot to pick up some cedar boards for a garden box. It was only after digging up the front yard and assembling the raised bed that I recognized the risk involved with a front yard garden. While the sun-saturated site was ideal for a garden from a gardening perspective, the very publicness of the garden made me uneasy. For gardening is something over which we have marginal control. This summer, we prepared the soil. We planted the seed. We watered the garden. But mostly, we waited and watched in a very public sort of way as neighbors and strangers passed by with advice, judgment, and comments. Our New Testament texts wrestle with this very Advent-like dance between preparation, anticipation, waiting, and the ways this dance can go wrong. As Passover nears, Judas takes drastic action to force change in the status quo and betrays Jesus. Paul cautions the Thessalonians to avoid jumpy and anxious conclusions regarding Christ's second coming. The fulfillment of God's promise, the coming of Christ, can be received, anticipated, and prepared for, but not produced. This Advent, may we learn to cultivate soil and prepare. May we learn to anticipate and wait. O come, Emmanuel. Let us pray. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. O come, desires of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. O bid our sad divisions cease, and be yourself our King of Peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Amen.